Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt. And today we'll be talking about a new play coming to Anchorage by Anchorage playwright Arlisha Jones called Come to Me, Leopards, being produced at Cyrano's Theater Company.
And here to talk about it are Arlisha Jones and the director, Jane Wenger.
Hello.
And welcome, both of you, to this show.
Thank you.
And Jane, you're directing. I'll ask you to talk about it first.
Well, that'll be a first for me now. I try to let Arlisha lead the way because Arlisha's the playwright, and what we're doing with Come to Me, Leopards is a work-in-progress play. We're making changes all the time, and Arlisha is in the room with all of us, and many questions go to Arlisha during the process. In terms of myself, I am a San Francisco-based theater director. I've spent my life in the theater doing new work only, and it's a great opportunity because I have a lot of creative collaborators in the Anchorage area now. And it's a joy to come back and work at Cyrano's and see people that I know and work with collaborators such as Steve Hunt here. We've had our theater time together as well.
And I've known Jane for a long time.
Come to Me, Leopards is, I'm going to ask Arlisha to talk about the, share first the genesis of the project and where she got her idea and where the play is in its process right now, I can address. But let's have Arlisha tell us a little bit about how the play got its emotional beginning.
I have been writing the play, I think, for a little over a year. And I knew when I first started it, I wanted to write a play for women that came together, strong women. I wanted to write about runners. I love running, even though I'm one of the slowest runners in Anchorage. But I love it. I love to watch people run. So that was sort of, I wanted runners on stage. I wanted a lot of motion on stage. And as that sort of started to percolate, this is around the time when the Samantha Koenig event happened in Anchorage. And I was still sort of writing about it. And in April, last April, when they found her body, it was such a slam to the heart that I went mute for a couple of days. Like, I can't write. I can't hardly even talk. And I know that happened to our community as a whole. It really hit us. And I didn't know Samantha at all. But I've grown up in Anchorage, and I was the girl growing up in Anchorage just like she was. And I suddenly knew that she needed to be part of this play, of this strong female friendships and relationships. And so the play is really about this tragic event happens, and how do these women carry forward? How do they go on?
Interesting. So, Jane, you're working with Arlisha in this and developing these ideas. And Jane, I know one of your hats is as dramaturg.
Right.
And are you sort of doing both those jobs with Arlisha as you're working with the development of this play?
I am. And I've worked with Arlisha as dramaturg in the past on Make Good the Fires that Boston Christopher directed. And in this case, I'm wearing both of those hats, which I'm comfortable doing and I love to do. So this has been nice. Arlisha and I have been working from both of our home bases since last May and having bi-monthly, if not more, Skype sessions on our computers or a Google Hangout session, talking about the script. Arlisha sends pages, and then we have meetings and we talk about them. When the opportunity came up to have this presentation at Cyrano's, it was very different because in this process, I didn't audition any one of the actors. That's the first time that's ever happened to me or with me. And it was a great new, one of the reasons I love theater is every time it's new. There's, as you know, it's something different every time. I had seen many of the actors from the Last Frontier Theater Conference in Valdez. I'd seen them perform before. So I completely trusted that this was Arlisha's ensemble that she was bringing to it. And I had seen them perform, so I liked that. But none of them had auditioned. And I came into the process in a way, not as an outsider, but as in a very different fit than I normally have. Only one of the actors was not part of the original group, right?
Right.
And that's Shelley Wozniak.
Shelley Wozniak, and she's playing a detective, and she came on last.
Some of the other actors, and speaking of the ensemble, and they're really working as an ensemble group, I'm just going to say mm-hmm. some of their names here because mm-hmm. I think probably some of your listeners know who they are, and that's Jill Sauerwine, Morgan Mitchell, Shelley Wozniak, Danielle Rabinowitz, Tamar Shai, mm-hmm. and we also have an incredible design team. And I'm going to also cite their names because they're so much a part of the process of developing the show. Tyler Carlson is doing our sound, and Carrie Yanagawa is doing our set, and Erin Campbell is doing the lighting design.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests, Arlisha Jones and Jane Winger, talking about Come to Me Leopards, which is a new play, and we'll have its grand opening a week from Friday.
And Arlisha, as Jane was reading the names of these actors who were working with you in your show, this is almost an extension of Tosspot and the group you founded and with your the play you directed last year. Mm-hmm. It sounds like you've formed a very cohesive company of actors who are working together, which makes this really an interesting collaborative process because I'm sure they trust you, not only as a director, which you directed them last year, but as a playwright.
As a playwright.
So so this dynamic of this group coming together must be really a creative process in this endeavor.
Mm-hmm. I'm writing each part for them. And Jane made the comment, I think we had our first reading, she's like, oh, it sounds so much like them. And because I know these women and I know how they are on stage, and you said the word trust, and that's the absolute basis of this whole process. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. They have known for a year that they were going to be in this play of mine that wasn't written. So they were willing to go on board with me. And just to have them there knowing that they would come and read my work and knowing, and I know what they can do on stage. So it was tremendously inspiring for me to write these characters.
So you cast the play before you wrote it.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. And I love that idea that mm-hmm. you actually writing the play for the people who you have,
right.
the actors. I mean, August mm-hmm. Wilson will often talk about having just sort of tossing things into a pot and mm-hmm. seeing how they boiled over and wrote that way. And that's kind of how you're doing this with your actors in a
right.
way.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And the, you know, they don't mind a couple times there's a few phrases in there that they've said in their real life. And I'm like, can I put that in the play? You know? So, and the other interesting thing about this play is because I've been writing it for over a year and have so much inspiration material, I think I've written like 400 pages for this play. And the play now as it is 98 or 99 pages. So I've thrown away so many scenes, not thrown them away, but just taken them out. And I've never really written that much before. Usually I'll write the play beginning to end. So this one, it was really different. I think it's that ensemble nature of putting pieces together. I even quit, as I was writing, quit numbering the scenes. It would just be scene.
And in scene fact, we're reordering quite a few of the scenes as we go, too. That's another interesting thing about the process. We have one or two scenes that keep finding different homes through the trajectory of the play.
And one other thing I just want to say, when I showed Jane the first draft, so I gave her these collection of pages called scene, scene, scene. You know, anyone else would have ran screaming for the hills. Hey, I'm busy, but not Jane.
But never a dramaturg. And part of the ensemble work of the actors and the trust that Arlisha is talking about, we have this creative mind meld as
mm-hmm,
well.
We do.
And this is really great to keep working with the same people again and again and build up that trust.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Arlisha, we have another really interesting theme in the play. There's a theme of deep loss, how people cope with grief, how they cope mm-hmm. with the unexpected in our, we know, I call this the sense of the familiar. When mm-hmm. we see things on mm-hmm. stage that it's not the same situation, but we all know how mm-hmm. it feels, the path that we didn't take, the turn we didn't take. Mm-hmm. There's a lot about that in this play with the women running mm-hmm. together as a team. But will you tell us a little bit about the opera mm-hmm. and about Verdi?
Oh, right, right. So as I started running, I've run one marathon in my life with Jill Sauerwine. And so the women in the team in the play are headed to Italy to train for the opera, the Verdi Marathon in Fidenza, Italy. And so there's a lot of opera playing. And as I was imagining the play, I always imagined that there'd be opera overlaying these scenes. So that's so when you come, you'll hear a lot of Verdi.
How lovely. But unfortunately, we're running out of time.
Well, opera lovers and theater lovers, there's a spot for you at Cyrano's.
And thank you very much for coming, Arlisha Jones and Jane Wenger, to talk about Coming to Me Leopards, which opens a week from tonight at Cyrano's.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar, and remember, for another calendar or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
At the Alaska Fine Arts Academy in Eagle River, you can see Shake, Rattle, and Rot, the zombie musical by Leslie Caulfield. Performances are at 7 p.m. Friday and Saturday, and they run through October the 26th. For more information, please call 694-8909 or go to akfinearts.org.
Up in Wasilla at Valley Performing Arts, Murder on the Nile by Agatha Christie runs through November 10th. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2. For tickets and information, call 373-0195 or go to valleyperformingarts.org.
The Seward Arts Council presents a Port City Players production of the Edgar Allan Poe Project. Enjoy a night of fright. Delight your senses with four of Poe's most chilling poems and short stories. Showtimes are in the evening from 7 to 8 o'clock on October 24th, 25th, 26th, 31st, and November 1st and 2nd. Performances are at the Hotel Seward in Seward. For reservations, call Linnea Hollingsworth at 907-491-0105.
Anchorage Community Theater's production of And Then There Were None is in its last weekend. Performances are on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evenings at 7 and Sunday at 3. Tickets are available at actalaska.org or call 868-4913.
The improv theater group Scared Scriptless is doing a three-act special tonight and tomorrow at the Snow Goose Theater here in Anchorage at 8 o'clock. There will be also a class on improvisation taught by Mike Brown tomorrow from noon to 4. For information, call 310-1973.
Come to Me Leopards opens next Friday at Cyrano's. For tickets and information, go to centertix.net or call 263-ARTS. And remember, it's a membership drive at KSKA. This is the last day. If you appreciate shows like Stage Talk, we're asking for your support.
The number to call is 550-8484, or to pledge online, go to alaskapublic.org.
Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.